Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans in the noon hour. I'm hoping that press conferences don't seem to be too big of a priority around here. Stephon Diggs, hey, stay on Instagram. We're not going to introduce you to the people. Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, we're not going to hear anything about Stephon Diggs for 2 weeks. So we're supposed to hear from D'Amico in a second. We'll see.
John asked us in the crosstalk if we thought Stephon Diggs was going to be there.
I don't know.
I hadn't even considered that. Like, what if he's there and he doesn't talk or they don't make him available to the media? What are they doing?
What if he just pop up?
What if he just pop up? He just crashes the press conference. It's like, yo.
Maybe he crashed when CJ there or something. This CJ, yeah, that's my brother.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I know that CJ is the main topic. He's the quarterback, and you should never do this. But I would just like turn my microphone around, be like, "All right, we've heard from CJ 11 times over the year. I mean, Stephon Diggs, first time as a Texan, you know. And what would they be hiding? That's the odd part about it.
It's excitement.
Like, and I don't think that they're hiding anything, but the fact that they haven't done it makes it plausible to even ask the question. Be like, hey, what are they hiding? Why is this guy not front and center at this point?
So we'll hear D'Amico in a second. They got the feed coming into us now. So we got the technology set up. So we'll hear from D'Amico shortly. It'll be the first public words that the Texans organization has said about Stephon Diggs. And we'll hear from CJ Stroud as well, who's been working out with Diggs a little bit. Is he his brother, though? That's the question.
Yeah.
Is he going to get the brother description?
So I have thought about this.
Here we go. I think D'Amico's making his way up there.
Let's make it happen.
Live. Let's go to NRG. Let's hear from the head coach of the Texans.
Having the guys back in the building, and we're excited with the team that we're building. And I say building as we continue to build our team. We know we have the draft coming up, but we're excited about the offseason acquisitions that we've added. I feel like we've added a lot of good playmakers to our team, guys who have experience, have done it other places and done it well at other places. So we're excited about all the guys that we've added.
When it comes to Diggs specifically, what does he add to your team and what can he do to help CJ as he continues to develop?
Yeah, with Diggs, adding him is one of those guys I talked about. He's been a great player in this league for a long time, well respected. He's been a great teammate. He's been a leader, a captain. And, you know, when you look at him and you watch the tape and you put it on, you know, no one doubts the playmaker that he is, right? He changes games for the teams that he's been a part of, and we're anticipating the same thing for us.
How did the discussions come about? Like, how was the idea to possibly get on Diggs born? How did that come about?
Well, with the discussions of players adding to our team, there are many discussions of many players and many different angles to take. So I won't go into all the details on, you know, all the discussions there.
Because, you know, last season he started out really hot and then down the stretch he didn't eclipse over 100 yards. what made you guys comfortable that what he started off with in 2023 was more of who he is versus what he kind of put production-wise down the stretch?
Again, when we watch the tape on Stephon and the playmaker that he is, right, we always go back to the tape and we look at a player in totality. We don't look at, you know, this amount of weeks or that those weeks. We look at the entire season. We look at the guy's entire career and what he's done, how he's been productive. The guy's been an all-pro player. He's been a Pro Bowl player, over 1,000 yards for multiple seasons. So we're excited about adding Diggs to our team.
One player that you know quite well that joins the team is Azeez. Can you talk about where you saw him grow last season when he was away from your defense and what he brings to your defense, what you saw in San Francisco?
By adding Azeez to our team, you guys see we're getting a tenacious player, a guy who plays with relentless passion, energy, physical. The thing with Azeez that stood out for me last year was his first time really getting the opportunity to play full time as a starter. And you know, he had been in a backup role when we were there in San Francisco for a while, and he showed that he was capable of running the show and showed that he was able to stay healthy throughout the entire year. So he was durable, he was a playmaker, he was physical, he was the leader of that defense. So excited to add, you know, not only Azeez as a player, but add Azeez, the leader. And I think he's grown as a leader, and I'm excited to work with him again.
Coach, continuing in that vein, you sort of made a radical change to your front seven from last year to this year. Thought process going in there, and what were y'all looking at? What are y'all looking to expound on and really move forward with?
When we've added different guys to our team, of course, we had a lot of free agents last year. When you look at our team last year, with a lot of guys who were on one-year deals or the last year of their contract here. So teams change every year. Not something you're looking to do, change your team completely every year, but the teams change, you know, guys change, contracts are up, and we have to make certain moves. But I'm excited about the guys that we've added to our front. I feel like the front for us, offensively and defensively, like the front is the two most important pieces to how we operate as a team. And we want to be dominant up front on the offensive line and the defensive line. And you know, we've added guys to that defensive line. I feel like that can help us continue to be a dominant force and help our team and help our defense to play great football.
Coach, along those same lines, you all did add a lot this offseason.
D'Amico Ryan's live right here on Sports Radio 60.
And especially a player like Kenyon Green who missed out on the whole season coming back.
Right. And you have guys who've missed time. When you talk about Titus, you talk about Kenyon. Those are two guys we feel really good about up front for us. You know, we talk about our line being a strong suit for our team, and getting those guys back healthy will only add to our group, only add to what we're able to do up front. So I'm excited to see Titus back healthy, excited to see Kenyon, right, competing healthy and to give himself the best shot to go out and show what he's capable of. So I don't think he's had that opportunity fully. So I'm excited to see Kenyon perform. He's been working out. He's been consistent every day. He's been putting the work in throughout the offseason. So excited for him.
Coach, how much did all of the offseason acquisitions you guys have on both sides of the ball kind of like change the idea of how you guys are going to approach the draft?
When you look at the draft and how we approach it the same, right? We go through, evaluate all the positions and try to have a good feel for the guys that we would like to add to our team. And like, we don't, just because we've added guys at a lot of different positions, that doesn't stop us from evaluating every position and looking at every avenue to continue to upgrade our team and continue to get our team better. So for the draft process, our process will be exactly the same. Who can we add to our team that adds value to our locker room, adds value to us on the field?
Last year you guys were hunting. Now this year, especially what you guys did last year and the moves that you guys have made, now you guys are going to be the hunted. What's kind of that? How do you go about that expectation now that people will expect you guys to kind of be in the Super Bowl hunt, things of that nature? How do you guys go about the new heightened expectations?
I appreciate the question, but we're always hunting. That doesn't change for us. We're always hunting. Expectations on the outside, whatever that may be, it really doesn't change who we are, right? It doesn't, the expectations from outside don't permeate inside our building, and now we have to change what we're doing just because of outside expectations. It really doesn't matter, right? My message, our focus as a team is, it's always been consistent, the same as it was last year, is, man, you show up and we continue to get better every single day. You're the best at your position. You're the best for our team. Then that's what wins games, right, for us, when everybody is really striving, putting the work in, right, to be better. And that's what it's all about. We don't care about expectations. Talk doesn't win games. We have to go out and play good football when that time comes.
Success. Over the years, the NFL has changed their offseason programs with different elements. Could you talk about how the offseason program is for 2024 and if at all it changes having the Hall of Fame game being the first preseason game?
Yeah, offseason will go about it the same as we've been. It's the offseason, as we start out our phase one, right, it's all about, we have a lot of new players, different new coaches, so it's about our coaches and players connecting. That's the first and foremost thing for me. It's players and coaches being able to connect. So our coaches have did studies on our players to help them to find areas in their game where they can get better. And that second phase and the third phase, we'll go out on the field and be able to work with our players and try to help them master the techniques and fundamentals that we've been coaching and teaching in the meeting room. So offseason, this hasn't changed over the years. It's all about perfecting your fundamentals and your techniques, and that gives you an opportunity when you show back up at training camp. That gives you opportunity to compete at your highest level.
So you pointed on everything starts up front for you. When you turn on the tape, you're looking at specifically defensive tackles. What are you looking for at that position?
With our defensive tackles position, what we're looking for, we play an attack style front. And we want guys who can attack. We want guys, you can do that no matter the size, right? You talk about, is there a certain size you're looking for? I've seen guys do it at 280, 290, seen guys do it at 315. So there's a different range for different types of players. It's all about our guys just being explosive up front and being able to do what we're asking them to do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nico, given the success that you all had with Tank and Nico specifically, why did you all feel like it was important to add more elite weapons at arms?
I don't think it hurts to add a lot of playmakers to your team. So as many guys as you can add, we're trying to add as many playmakers as we can, offensively, defensively, right? We're trying to build the best team for 2024. And that's what myself and Nick, that's what our job is, to add the right pieces, acquire the right players to have us go out and be our best in 2024.
After what CJ did last year, all of his accolades and everything, what's one way where you really think he can improve in year two?
Yeah, with CJ, we're very proud of his success in his first year. I mean, he came in and probably shocked a lot of people with how he played, and he played at a very high level. He continued to progress and get better throughout the entire year, so we're very excited about what he was able to do. Now, can he pick up where he left from, right, as he finished the year off? He had a strong year, but as a player, you always are your toughest critic. Can he continue to master the same thing I talked about, those techniques and fundamentals? Can he master those things to continue to lead our team in the way that he's done it? Excited to be able to work with him for another year. I think for all of our younger players, especially the rookies last year, that year one to year two, that's where you see the biggest jump, or I've seen in my career. And the guys have a true offseason to dedicate, right, and focus on themselves and them getting better. They don't have to worry about combine or draft prep. They can truly work on the things that we've asked him to do. And I think it's also a plus for him by having Coach Sloat, Coach Gerard, having him back, and we're still doing our same scheme, right, same system. So he's already a step ahead of where he started last year. So I'm excited to see his growth from year one to year two.
You talk about continuity in there at that defensive tackle position. On defense, almost half of your outside free agent ads came at that D tackle position. Outside of Rankins and Collins leaving, what led to that, do you think?
When it comes to free agency, then acquisitions, there's a lot of things that go on, like behind the scenes, that a lot of people would have no idea. You know, how this happened, how did you move on from this player, how did you acquire this player? A lot of things happen, but at the end of the day, I feel like me and Nick made the best decisions for our team to add quality players to our team, and we feel that can help us. I'm fired up about the new uniforms. It's it's 2024, time for a fresh look for the Texans. I know we've had the same uniforms, all right, since our organization started here in 2002. I was messing with the guys earlier about, yeah, I wore the same uniform that they were wearing, and I think it's time for an update. And credit to Doug, Cal, Hannah, all the work and time that went into coming out with the new look. I think our fans will be excited about it. I think the coolest part about the new uniforms, as you guys all know, is having our fans' input into the look of our new uniform. I thought that was pretty cool, pretty unique by organization, being able to talk to our fans and get a true feel for what our fans wanted to see. And of course, our players are fired up about the new look, so it'll be exciting reveal for next week for everyone.
When it came to conversations with free agents, how were they different this offseason compared to your first season when you were trying to, catch some ground?
Yeah, free agency for me, it doesn't change, right? It's always you're trying to find the right fit, not only player fitting us, but for that player, do we actually fit what you're about? And so it's always trying to find that call it that marriage of player and organization, and just go through guys and trying to find out what's important for those guys, right? What's their why? What makes them tick? And trying to see if they're ready to hunt with the Texans. And so it's we've add a lot of guys who really love football. That's the one thing for me where I want to add guys to our team. How passionate are they about football? How excited are they about going out and working and getting better every day?
Now that you guys have started off-season program, in regards to Tank, has he been participating? Is he going to be ready by training camp? What's kind of the timeline in regards to Tank being back?
Yeah. Thanks. With Tank, man, Tank is back. He's starting to get in with our guys here at the off-season program. So excited to have Tank back. You know, that was a devastating loss for us last year, losing him. He's such a dynamic player for us, such an inspiration for myself, for a lot of our team. So I'm excited to see Tank back working with our guys, and excited to see him make that same jump that I talked about year one and year two.
How's the Rams household adjusting with the new addition? How are y'all just? I mean, you didn't make changes here. Y'all had changes at the house. How's that going?
Oh, thank you for that question. My wife is doing an outstanding job with the transition of our newborn baby girl. So it's fun. 2 month old now, so it's always exciting, always changing. But it's fun, and thankful for my wife for all the tireless work that she puts in to allow me to get some sleep while she watches the baby.
Hey, D'Amico, can you talk about what do you have to guard against with the young players going from year one to year two? I mean, there's a lot to build on, but what are the things you have to kind of make sure that go the other way?
The biggest thing, I think, Kim, from year one to year two is you have to watch guys who've had a lot of success, right? Guys, you can't fall into a trap of that you've made it, right? Just because you have success in year one, that doesn't garner that you're going to instantly have success in year two, right? You still have to put in even more work, right? Because now, oh, you have a year worth of tendencies on tape. Other teams around the league are watching you. They're kind of honing in on what you do well. So how are you going to attack your offseason and truly focus on improving your craft and being better than you were in year one? Guys can't, you know, you can't fall asleep to, oh, I did it 1 year, it's easy, and you relax your second year. That's the biggest thing I've seen where guys kind of have that drop in their second years where they relax and they think they have that I made it moment. Nobody's ever made it. You continue to put the work in, you dive in even harder because you've had success.
Last season for Derek Stingley Jr., what do you see from him in terms of continuing to build on what he did at the end of last season when he was excelling and just your hopes for him this year?
Yeah, for Derek and what I look out of him, look for him this year, I mean, I look for him to continue to make strides in his game. Sting is, he's come along really well. 5 interceptions last year, played really well for us. When you talk about attacking the ball, really shutting down one side of the field, it was impressive to see him right, grow as a player, coming back off the injury and just seeing the way he worked and the way he got after it. He was a guy that team started to go away from. So it's whenever you have a corner who can operate in that manner, right, it's only a plus for us, and I see Derek continuing to get better this year as well.
It's D'Amico Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
C.J. Stroud most likely in the noon hour as well, so keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. We'll react to what D'Amico had to say, some pretty interesting stuff, and we'll also hear from C.J. Stroud coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.